It's prime growing season for farmers in Pennsylvania. But for members of the Penn State Student Farm, working the land is about more than bringing in a good harvest. WPSU intern Min Sheehan reports the student farm also hopes to spur conversation about food sustainability.
Chances are you have passed by Penn State's one-acre student farm without even knowing it.
The farm site is located at a really interesting intersection of 322 and cow pasture. So you have large trucks, semis driving by on one side and cows and sometimes horses too on the other.
Leslie Pillen is the coordinator of the new Penn State Student Farm. Coming from Nebraska and having a master's degree in rural sociology, she plays an essential role at the farm.
I'm just the main kind of boots on the ground building relationships across campus and networking with folks both on campus and across the community.
This summer is the first growing season for the Student Farm Club. A 1-acre farm might not sound like much, but in fact, a lot fits into it.
We have tomatoes, peppers, eggplant, and basil in field one. I think we have around 900 tomato plants. We've got kale, cabbage, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, olives.
And the list goes on.
Chard, arugula.
Pillen says she spent this past year promoting the work of the student farm and the idea behind it.
One of the most common responses from people was, Penn State doesn't already have that. They were very surprised.
Although Penn State had a student-run farm named the Circleville Farm in the 1980s, it was transformed to a faculty-led program in 1989. Pillen says reestablishing a Penn State student farm was a long time coming, and it's showing a lot of momentum.
Even just in their first year, they hosted film screenings with panel discussions. They grew food in the greenhouses to give to sell to the dining halls. They've worked with some of the schools on helping them establish gardens in the elementary schools.
Pillen says only about 20% of students in the Penn State College of Agriculture grew up on farms, so this is a good way for them to get hands-on experience. About 30 members of the Student Farm Club actively participate throughout the school year. This summer, 6 interns will work on the farm, growing produce and hosting events.
You're in Pennsylvania. This is an incredible place to learn about food because it's all around you.
Haley Hoke is a Penn State senior majoring in plant sciences. A recipient of the Erickson Discovery Grant, she researches sustainable pest management. She's also the co-founder and co-director of the Penn State Student Farm. She shows some visitors around during a recent open house event.
And then what will you plan in here eventually?
Great question. So I'm assuming that this will also be like a very diverse field, much like the other ones.
Hoke says the work of the student farm is geared toward 3 main goals: spreading education about sustainability, increasing access to local food, and partnering with the community.
We're really interested in connecting with the local farmers markets to support local growers and really encourage students to get their produce and fresh foods from local growers in the area, other farms.
Hoke says food is the perfect medium to start a conversation about sustainability. Not many people work on farms, but everyone eats.
There's somewhere along the food chain that you can connect to.
The farm's first harvest will appear on the counters of local homes through a community-supported agriculture, or CSA, program. Hoke says members pay for produce before the growing season and receive the vegetables later in the summer.
You know, something we can point to as a success at the end of the summer, they said, we provided for 20 families or individuals, and we're hoping that they're happy with it.
At the moment, the student farm is planning for workshops throughout the summer. They're expecting new picnic tables and a wooden hut that could be used as a stage. I'm WPSU intern Min Sheehan.